This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network, let's pray, America.
Thank you very much, darling. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio. So delighted to have you in church today. And it's going to be a great day. So let's enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Brian and Christian Ming, our praise and worship leaders, coming to lead us in praise and worship. So let's open our hearts today and begin with praising him and thanking him, because we have the joy today. We have the joy, and I'm thankful for the joy of the Lord.
Got the joy, got the joy, joy, joy,
joy down in my heart,
down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, joy, joy,
joy down in my heart, down in my heart to sing.
I've got the joy, got the joy,
joy, joy, joy. This.
I got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart, down in my heart,
down in my heart.
I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart,
down in my heart to stay.
I've got the joy, I got the joy, joy, joy,
joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart.
The power of the Holy Ghost. And when the Spirit comes over me, it makes me dance.
Shout,
clap my hands and sing. I've been changed by the power of God. I've been changed by the power of His blood.
By the power of God, I've been changed.
By the power,
by the power of God,
my life's
been rearranged. Praise God, I've been changed.
There's something stirring, there's something stirring way down in my soul.
And it's the power of the Holy Ghost.
When the Spirit comes over me, it makes me dance.
Been changed by the power.
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have the love of Jesus down in our heart. We're so delighted to have you in church today as we broadcast these services here from our ministry center in Austin, Texas. I want to welcome members all across America and around the world, as well as some of you that are visiting here today at Breakout Radio Church. Why don't you call your friends right quick and say, hey, join us here. And I encourage everybody to go to breakoutradiochurch.com. That way you can enter our church there and get introduced to our team and have all of the benefits there. Breakoutradiochurch.com. You could type that in right now. And but it's good to have you on this day that we are worshiping and praising Him. The Holy Spirit's gonna. This is our final prophetic service in this series, not the final one, but in this series. And I'm going to be sharing some prophetic words today for church members. I've been praying over my list of church members, and I'm going to be praying, giving some of you a prophetic word today. So, wow, it's good to have you here. And we encourage each of you church members to also visit our new Breakout Radio Church Facebook page. Breakout Radio Church Facebook page. I want to welcome all of our church members today. And if you're visiting, we are so thankful to have you visiting Breakout Radio Church. And, of course, we are a congregation made up of believers from all around the world. And, of course, we're a community of believers across America and around the world who are declaring that we are a house of prayer for all nations. Well, we're going to pray today. Speaking of prayer, we're going to pray today. And my wife, Jean, is coming, and we're going to agree in prayer. Ready to agree, touching any one thing. And, Jean, it's a, wow, here it is on this wonderful day that we are lifting up Jesus. Good to be at Radio Church, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Welcome, Breakout family. We're so blessed to have you join us today.
Yeah, we are. And 1 week from today, we are going to have a special service because we are going to celebrate 50 years in full-time ministry.
Yes, we are.
Isn't that amazing?
Years.
We're just sharing this morning about you and I over coffee and prayer, about how God has been so good to us these past 50 years.
Yes, He's very faithful.
He's a faithful God. We started out in full-time ministry on March the 12th, 1967, with one revival. Quit my job at the radio station, sold everything we had. You were faithful to do that, sold a home that we hadn't lived in very long, and our little two-year-old son, Rick, and we started with one revival. And we've been going ever since, 50 years. That's yes. Exciting, isn't it?
It is very
now
exciting.
Now we get to pastor another church, Breakout Radio Church. So we're going to pray right now. Father, I'm just so very, very thankful for my wife, Jean. What a blessing she is and how faithful she has been. We're so thankful that we get to lead an unusual church, a radio church, where we have members that are joining Breakout Radio Church. Even pastors are joining from across America and around the world. And we are so thankful and grateful that we get to worship you today and honor you today and be in church today. We bless our members right now and those visitors that are joining us here today. I just pray your will, plan, and purpose be done in this church service today. And I just pray that you would anoint those that are attending church today, anoint their ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to receive. We commit this service to you. We pray the will of God be done. Pray for a special anointing here today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a good day. It's a day the Lord has made, and we're so delighted to have you in church here on this wonderful Lord's Day. And I have a special sermon in my heart that I'm going to be ministering today, and that I'm going to be giving some prophetic words, as I've done many thousands of times. But let's prepare our hearts to receive a word from the Lord. And one of our church members is going to come and sing today. I'm going to sing about the love of God as the Holy Spirit prepares me to minister and prepares you to receive today. So here is Riley Kelton.
His child.
Reach out and touch him.
And when you hurt,
Thank you very much. Thank you very much there, Riley, and thank you, Carrie, for helping her there. Well, it's good to have you in Breakout Radio Church. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Luke chapter 1 today. Luke chapter 1, and I'm going to read beginning with verse number 26. Luke chapter 1, verse number 26. And thank you very much there, Brian. Here's what it says. In the month of Elizabeth, I'm reading from the Living Bible today. I love that translation as well. It says, in the 6 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great, will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. The kingdom will never end. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this happen? I'm a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren because she had not conceived, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of the Lord will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. Now, this is I've been talking about the prophetic for the last 3 weeks and how that we can move into the realm of the supernatural. For the Apostle Paul said, there is a natural and there is a supernatural. And there are limitations to what we can do in the natural. I mean, the mind of man and the education of man and the possibilities that we can operate as far as our education, as far as our pedigree, our degree, as far as many things being passed down to us. There are many things that we can do in the natural, but we can do much more in the realm of the supernatural. And so Mary, in the realm of the natural, could not have a baby because she was a virgin. She was engaged to a man named Joseph, but she was still a virgin. But the Holy Spirit came upon her following the prophetic word the angel Gabriel gave to her, that you're going to have a child. And she said, "How can it be? I'm a virgin. I've never known man. I've never had relationships with any man, not with my fiance Joseph, no one." But the Holy Spirit came upon Mary and she became pregnant, and Jesus, the Son of God, was born out of her womb. And so, I mean, this is Mary's first response was, "How can this happen? How can this be?" And the Holy Ghost wants to speak to you. What did he say? He said, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that you know not of." And you hear something and you see something, and then you speak those things. And so I believe that God desires to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. There are things that God is doing in your life, working in your life, that he wants to perform in your life that you do not know about. You know, Solomon wrote these words in the book of Proverbs, "Man will make his own plans, but it's the Lord that directs his steps." And you may have a lot of plans today, and there's nothing wrong with making your plans, but you must understand today that there are many things that you have never, ever thought about. Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. And so God, he desires to take those things that we have planned about and do more than that. And so, you know, the Lord, Solomon also wrote these words, the whole lot is cast into the lap, but it's disposing thereof of the Lord's. And so what does that mean? That means that we make our plans, that we dream about things that God has maybe has placed in our heart, our desires that he has put within us. But then God takes those things and he begins to form, shape, and make and begins to distribute and begins to enlarge and expand us so that we can do things we've never done, go places we've never been, say things we've never said, meet people we've never met, operate in gifts we've never operated in, start things we've never started, visit nations we've never been to, get degrees we've never gotten, and do all sorts of things. Marry that person that God has for us. So we must understand that we must dream. Without a vision, we perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. And God begins to put visions and dreams in our heart. He begins to speak to us in that still small voice, or he begins to speak to us through other prophetic voices, or he just begins to put something in our heart. But God wants to expand us. It is no time to be discouraged or despondent. It is no time to stop in life, but you must continue on because God has a good plan. Even from your mother's womb, God had that plan. And you say, well, I tried it, but it failed. But a righteous person will get up seven times and fall down again. So what happens when you receive a prophetic word, when God speaks a word into your ear, or someone gives you a prophetic word like I'm going to be given today? You must receive it by faith. Your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of the Lord. You have to receive it with your spirit. We're made up of soul, body, and spirit, and your mind is a part of your soul. And you must understand that your mind cannot receive all the things of God, because your mind will tell you why you can't do that, how that could not possibly happen. So Mary could not go to her mind. She had to go to her spirit. And she said after the angel, first of all, she questioned, how can this be? And that is a natural response of the mind. But then the spirit must take over. And she began to discern in her spirit this could happen. She began to realize that all things were possible and nothing is impossible. And I'm here to tell you today, ladies and gentlemen of Breakout Radio Church, that all things are possible with God and nothing is impossible. Regardless of circumstances, regardless of situations, regardless of where you've been, what you've done, or how many times you have faltered or failed, all things are possible. And it's called the supernatural. Paul said there is a natural and there is a supernatural. There are things that you could never do in the realm of the natural, but with God, all things are possible. And how should we do it? Well, you hear the word of the Lord, and then you must see what you're hearing, and there must be a response. One of the problems today that we have in Christendom, one of the problems we have today in the church world, is that people do not respond to what the Holy Spirit has said. And you must understand that that your words create your worlds. I'm going to say that again. Your words create your worlds. And there's so many people living in spiritual bondage, and all sorts of chaotic things are happening in their life because they are speaking curses on themselves. I'll never amount to anything. I'll never get it done. It's not going to happen. Oh, woe is me. I wish I was dead. I wish I'd never been born. And all of those things continue in our lives, and they create all of this tragedies and difficulties and problematic areas in our lives, so that we can never live out the will, plan, and purpose that God has for us as individuals. And so we came out of our mother's womb. And we must, when we hear it with a good plan, may I say, and when we hear the word of the Lord, we must respond to that with our mouth. In the beginning was the word, the Bible said. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so we create our worlds by the words of our mouth. In the beginning was the Word. God spoke the Word and the worlds came into existence. You must understand that that the Bible says in Mark chapter 11, have faith in God. We're going to have whatever we say. Whatever we say, we'll have whatever we say. So how did Mary respond to this? She said, oh, how my soul praises the Lord. This is in Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 46. Oh, how my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. Isn't that amazing? I mean, most theologians say that Mary was about 14 years old. Here's this young lady that is about to have a baby called Jesus, and you know, her life was very insignificant. She lived in just a little small town. I'm sure that her life was very insignificant up to this. And God chose her, I believe, because she had a pure heart. And he can choose whoever he wants to choose. I'm telling you, Breakout Radio Church, God can choose whoever he wants to choose. And it makes no difference what may have gone on in your life or how insignificant you may feel or how late of a start you got in life serving God. It makes no difference. God can choose whoever he wants to choose. And if he has chosen you, you must say yes and amen. And you must respond to what God has put in your heart, and you must respond to the word of the Lord. So Mary did. She said, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. She spoke that by faith. You must speak words by faith, not by according to your circumstances, not according to what is happening around you, but you must speak those words by faith, what God has declared. When God called me to preach, over 50 years ago, I went to the radio station telling people I'm a preacher, or I would tell other people I'm a preacher, and they would say, no, you're a radio announcer. No, you're a news person. No, you work at a radio station. And I would say, no, I'm a preacher. I'm going to preach the gospel. And my dad had prophesied that I was going to preach all over the world. And that's what the Holy Spirit began to remind me of. And Gene began to say, we're going to go all over the world and preach the gospel. I mean, when I was growing up as a boy, about as far as I ever got from home was from Comanche, Oklahoma to Paducah, Texas, 147 miles to visit my uncle, and my aunt and my cousin Charles and my cousin Truman and my cousin Joan and my cousin Patsy, and just visit my cousins. And my Aunt Myrtle would welcome us, and we would stay there for a week or two. And that's about as far as we got every summer, take our vacation. And when the Holy Spirit began to say, you're going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God, it was like, hey, you might as well have said you're going to the moon, because how could this be possible? I mean, one time I got to go from Comanche, Oklahoma to Carlsbad, New Mexico, and visit Carlsbad Caverns. But my world was very small, but God began to enlarge my world. And now, 50 years later, I mean, Gene and I have got to travel many nations of the world, probably 30-something nations of the world, 2.5 million miles on American Airlines. We've got to minister in the White House, minister at Wembley Stadium in London, and minister in the King's Palace in Burundi, Africa, and traveled all sorts of places ministering because we believe the word of the Lord. And we said, we will preach, we will declare the word of the Lord, we will travel to the nations of the world. And I am declaring today that you must begin to respond to what God has spoken to you, what he has declared to you, the word of the Lord. And so many, many people have so many questions concerning their future, concerning their lives. And they say, what am I going to do in life? And I don't know what to do next, and I'm waiting to hear from God, and who am I? What's going to happen? I was reminded today of Moses' encounter with the Lord there on the backside of the desert, when he said, when Moses asked the question, who am I? And the response of the Holy One, the response was, what is that in your hand? And he said, it's a rod. And he said, take what is in your hand. And so he took what was in his hand, and it led him into the king's palace. It led him across the Red Sea, led him into that threshold of the promised land. And whatever God has put in your hand, that is what you are to use. Right now, God has put Breakout BPN Radio in my hand, and Breakout Radio Church in my hand. And I'm to take those things in my hand, and I'm to be faithful to what God has placed in my hand. So there's something in your hand, and you are to be faithful to what God has put in your hand. And even if you don't have even if you've not received a prophetic word, even if you don't know exactly what's going on in your life, you know what is in your hand. You know that passion, that desire, that whatever is it that makes you tick, God has put in your hand, and you're to be faithful with that. And so I declare today that God is speaking to you. And when he speaks to you, you must know it could be a now word, or it could be a future word, or it could be a confirming word, or it could be a new word. New things do I declare, the Lord said to the prophet. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Today, I'm going to pray that God will speak to you. And Brian Mean comes back to play some prophetic music, I'm going to prophesy. And if I'm going to prophesy over some church members today. And if I give you a prophetic word, you must know it could be a now word, something God is doing now. It could be a future word, something God is going to do a year, 2 years, 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. I don't know. It could be a confirming word. It could be a new word. It could be a word of encouragement. It could be a word of knowledge, something that is going on in your life now. Whatever it is, you take that word. You must receive it by faith. You cannot receive the word of the Lord with your mind. You must receive it by faith. And remember, it's not a prophetic word is not a chapter. It's not a book. It's just a word from the Lord. A word from the Lord. The king came to the prophet Jeremiah and said, is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah said, there is. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, we know in part and we prophesy in part. So it's just going to be a partial word. It may just be a small word. It may be only one sentence. There's just a few words that have literally changed my life. And doesn't take a lot of words and doesn't take long words. You just receive that word, and you have to receive by faith, and it may not even make a lot of sense to you. But you speak that word and declare that word. And so today, I'm going to begin to give some prophetic words over some of you church members, and you have to receive it by faith. And I declare that God is at work. And for the past three Sundays, I've been ministering on the prophetic, and I've been giving some prophetic words, and I'm going to call some of you members' names. When you join Breakout Radio Church, you have an opportunity to be a part of our church, and I take your names, and I pray over your names, and it's just amazing. It's amazing how God is working in our lives. What a privilege I have to be able to pray for you. And I'm not going to call your last name. I'm going to call your first name and the first letter of your last name. And I'm just going to give you a word. I'm going to call some names of people that are members of the church today. Lester B. Lester B. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, there's so much inside of you that has not been released. You're coming to a place of incredible release of your gifts, talents, and abilities. In order to break out, you need a breakout place. I declare that God is moving you into that breakout place. And in that breakout place, there will be breakout partners that will help you fulfill the things that God has placed in your life. Kathleen B., I prophesy over you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. There are so many possibilities out there, but there is a certain assignment that may seem small at the beginning, but you are not to despise that day of small things. But that small beginning that God has placed in your heart shall expand and grow over the walls of opposition and adversity. Satan has come many times to stop you, but you must understand that God is with you. And if the Lord is with you, who can be against you? So don't despise the day of small things. Remember these words, O little town of Bethlehem. And Laura S., Laura S., I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, pause and consider how God has brought you this far and how He has sustained you and protected you and caused those things that appeared to be for your destruction to be turned into your good. And so God has taken those things that the enemy intended for your destruction, and He has turned those things into your good. The curse has been turned into a blessing. And I bless you, Laura, in Jesus' name. Bernadine W., I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't hesitate to speak those things which God has placed in your heart. Your voice will begin to attract others into your life to help you fulfill His will, plan, and purpose. And if you can be denied, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, if you can be denied, you will be denied. You will be denied your rightful place, your rightful purpose. But you must declare, I will not be denied. And I declare that all intimidation is broken in your life. And boldness is coming forth in your life to help you be fulfilled so that you will know this is the Lord. And Ellen B., I hear the Holy Spirit saying, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Satan is trying to wear you down. And you are saying in your own spirit or to the Lord, how long, Lord, how long will this adversity continue my way? It's like a flood. But God is with you, holding your right hand, lifting you up. Even in the moments of despair, remember the Lord is sustaining you. He is not leaving you, and He has promised that He will not leave you. He will not forsake you, but He will go all the way with you, even to the end of time. And Jim and Marie C., I hear the Holy Spirit saying to both of you that you're to continue to distribute the blessings. As you bless others, the blessings will return to you 100-fold. And it shall be, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it shall be as it was in the beginning when you first begin to dream. And you may say in your own heart, how can we dream in this land of captivity, this land of pain and difficulties and challenge? How can we live in this land of captivity? But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't hang up your hearts. Dream again. And you will be like those, the Bible said, that dreamed again. And they said, how can we dream in this land of captivity, in this land of pain and difficulty and challenges? How can we live? But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, take your harp, begin to play your harp, begin to sing again, dream again, plan again, for you will go again. Just as it was in the beginning of your journey, so shall it be again, again, again. It shall be again as you take your harp and begin to play your harp and begin to make music. God will restore those dreams, and it will be just as it was in the beginning. Dominic C., I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He has brought you into a new land, a land that flows with milk and honey, a land of discovery, a land of new beginnings. No one, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, no one that leaves father and mother and sister and brother for my name's sake, oh, shall ever lack, but shall receive 100-fold, even in this present life. And I declare in Jesus' name a day of new beginnings. Wonderful. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He said, I'm going to give you a new beginning. Georgia B. Georgia B., I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're doing a good work and that you're not to come down from that wall and meet with those who would contend for those things He has placed in your heart. You must not give away your inheritance. You must not give away those things that God has put in your hand, that God has given to you. Regardless, there must be no compromise, Georgia. No compromise. No compromise in Jesus' name. And Tamala H. Tamala H., I hear the Holy Spirit saying, who told you that? Who told you that you couldn't do that? Just take that one step. You must understand that one step of faith. Get away from the shoreline. Launch out into the deep. For deep calls unto deep. And God has placed deep things in your heart, deep words, deep promises. And there are people that are waiting for you. There are people, groups that are waiting for you. So don't let anyone discount those things that God has placed in your heart. Not time, not circumstances, not situations, not other voices. Let no one discount, put a discount on those things that God has placed in your heart. So from a 1 to 10, what is it? It's a 10. It's a 10, Tamala. It's a 10. And Doug F., there is unspeakable joy in your heart. Even in the midst of fiery trials and challenges, you must speak to those things when you are in the midst of major difficulties. Speak those things that are in your heart. And I declare that God is bringing you into a place of great joy, unspeakable joy that rises out of the recesses of your own heart. And you are going to begin to instruct people how to praise God and how to rejoice in the midst of the fiery trials. And God has given you a revelation of the fourth man in the fire, the fourth man in the fire. And to know you, Doug, you will not, even though there is fiery trials, you will not be burned. You're going to come out victorious because the fourth man is in the fire with you. He is the Son of Man. I bless you now, Doug, in Jesus' name. And Glenn H., I hear the Holy Spirit saying that there will come a time that once again you will visit those places where you have sown, and there you will celebrate the fruits of your labors, and there you will bless those who have stood in those fields that you have planted, and they will be greatly encouraged by your voice. They will be greatly encouraged by your visit, and they will continue to pursue those things that you have planted and imparted to them. And I declare by the Holy Ghost that you are to set aside, you and your wife are to set aside a year where you go and revisit those places that you have ministered and encourage those people that are involved in those fields and tell them the story of what God has done, in your life in those days. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying again that they will be greatly encouraged. Lynn P., I hear the Holy Spirit saying the law of kindness is on your tongue. And you're going to minister to so many people that have been victimized by unkindness. They've been victimized by rudeness. And they live in an atmosphere where they are not loved and appreciated. There's no affirmation, but you're going to speak to them. You're going to speak to them in kind words, and they're going to receive those words. And there's going to be dramatic turnarounds that's going to be happening in their lives. David R., you have the ability to attract all sorts of people into your life. You operate to a different drumbeat. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying about you. You operate to a different drumbeat, and you have been so misunderstood over the years. You have been so misunderstood, but you must understand that God understands, and He knows you, and there's a certain group of people that have been misunderstood also, and you're going to speak into their lives, and there's going to be great great joy and great fulfillment and great harvest that comes in as a result of that. Steve R., I want to tell you today that you are not alone. The Holy Spirit is opening your eyes just as He did with the servant of the prophet of God. And the prophet of God, his servant, when they were surrounded by the enemy, he said, there's so many. What are we going to do, Master? And the prophet prayed and said, Lord, open his eyes that he can see. And I believe today, Steve R., that God is opening your eyes so that you can see that there are more with you than is against you. And there are people that have come to help you, as well as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the warring angels. It's going to help you do warfare so that you can obtain those things that God has promised. It won't happen. The territories that God has given you will not happen without some spiritual warfare. But you are a mighty warrior, and I declare that God is with you. Robert, there in the Netherlands. Well, it's good to have people from all over the world, members of Breakout Radio Church. I bless you, Robert. In Jesus' name, I believe that God is placing a new contentment in your heart where you're at. And so many voices would say to you, come here, come over here. Oh, no, come here. No, I want you to come over here. There's so many voices that are trying to distract you and to attract you to leave that place that God has set you in. I believe that God has set you in a place of great blessing, a place of great prosperity. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That in that place, there is contentment. And there are things that you may not have understood, ways that you may have not discerned, but God is working right there where you are. And I bless you there in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Charles B., you know, sometimes it feels like you've not accomplished very much in life, but you must know the Lord is pleased. He's pleased with you and your faithfulness. And God is just recognizing you and saying, I'm very pleased with you, son Charles. I'm pleased with you, son Charles. Hallelujah. So receive the favor of the Lord in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for everyone that is in church today at Breakout Radio Church. Maybe I did not give them a word today, but Lord, I just pray that you would speak to them, and I pray that you would minister to them, and I pray that you would bless them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Remember that God can speak to you at any time. He can speak to you in prayer. He can speak to you going down the road. Or Robert said he spoke to me while I was reading a Dick Tracy magazine. I'm telling you, God can speak to you. So you've got to be alert to him, because one word from God can change your life forever. I want to pray with those of you today that don't know the Lord. You're attending Breakout Radio Church today and you're not a Christian. I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus. Would you say these words after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's a local church in your area. I encourage you to go and join that local church. And if that opportunity is not available, I invite you to become a member of Breakout Radio Church. I'll be your pastor, and you'll be a part of a church. And I encourage you to go to Breakout Radio Church right now. Breakout Radio Church. There is breakoutradiochurch.com. On the website, there is a membership card, a membership link, church membership. I invite you to fill that card out and submit it, and I'll be praying for you. We'll be responding to you. It's time to receive our tithes and offerings, and there's a member of our church that is coming to receive our tithes and offerings. He's a wonderful man of God, a great preacher of the word. And Craig Sloan is going to come now and receive our tithes and offerings.
Thank you, Pastor Dale. I'm excited to be in church today. I'm excited about what God's going to speak to us in the next few minutes. And I'm excited about what God's doing in Breakout Church Radio. And I'm glad to be a part. I want to share with you just briefly a testimony of how God has impacted our lives and our ministry through this ministry and being partnering with Breakout Church Radio and with Pastors Dale and Gene. Last year when I was in Peru, Lima, Peru, I was ministering at a revival there. And as I was in my hotel room getting ready for the service, a song came up in my spirit that I began to sing. And it is a song that Israel Houghton sang. And it is "No Limits, No Boundaries, Increases All Around Me." break forth, stretch forth, release me, and enlarge my territory. And that song, as it was in my spirit, began to sing it. Even in the meetings that night, I had them sing it, and there was a breakout, breakthrough, a barrier-breaking anointing that was released. And they had record-breaking attendance without any advertising. And since that December of last year, they have actually tripled in their size. And so I believe today that same anointing is here. It's a part of this ministry, a part of this house. As God spoke to us about 3 weeks ago, it's actually been about a month ago, that we were to partner with Breakout Church Radio, and that we would become members to begin to tithe and give offerings and partner with Pastors Dale and Jean. And as we started doing that, immediately the first week that we did it, we actually had the largest weekly income that we have ever received in our business, in our family, in our ministry, in our jobs, ever. And we just finished a month of every week. It was just increase, increase, increase. And so I want to share with you that at the beginning of this year, God had me begin to pray 1 Chronicles 4:10. He said, I want you to partner and I want you to tithe and give, but I also want you to begin to pray 1 Chronicles 4:10, which you know is the prayer of Jabez, where Jabez begins to pray and he says this. He says, Lord, bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, put your hand on me and keep me from evil. And I began to meditate on what those things meant, the four different things, and begin to pray them. I began to see amazing results, amazing things begin to happen. And because I believe it's a barrier breaking anointing. I believe that this is a year where you're going to do what you've never done. You're going to go where you've never gone. You're going to experience things you've never experienced. And I believe that limitations are being broken today. I feel this in my spirit today. I feel an anointing that even as Pastor Dale has been preaching about the net breaking, launching out into the deep, the epinego, and that we're going to have a net breaking harvest. I really believe that you're about to step into another dimension in your business, in your family, in your home, in your children. My children recently have had promotions on their jobs. In school, they are on the president's dean's list. We have just seen one thing after another. And so I believe that God is not a respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of principles. That if you do the same thing that the person who got the blessing, you can have the same results. In fact, the testimony is an invitation. It's an open door into the same thing. Pastor Mark Hankins used to say the same thing. So I believe that God will do the same thing for you today. So I would encourage you as you pray about tithing, about your tithe and your offering, giving your first tenth and your above and beyond your seed, I believe that there's a special anointing today to break limitations off of you, and that you're going to be launched into levels that you've never seen before. That like Abraham, when God told him to come out of the tent, he said, look to the north, south, east, and the west. Everything you see, you will have. And I believe that's going to happen today. So I want to pray this prayer real quickly over you as you get ready to give. Father, I just pray right now that you would bless them indeed, that you would bless them so significantly, God, that they, people around them, their family, their friends, those that they're in their certain circle of influence, would know that it was God that did it. I pray that you will bless them significantly. I pray that you will bless every area. Father, I pray that you'll put your hand on them, your hand of provision, your hand of power, your hand of protection. I pray that your hand of power and miracles, signs and wonders will begin to take place. Limitations will be broken. Thirdly, I pray that you will enlarge their coastlands, that you'll cause them to go farther than they've ever gone before, that there'll be significant multiplication and increase. And lastly, keep us from evil. Father, I thank you for it today. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. Now, Pastor Dale is going to share with you how you can give. God bless. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Craig Sloan. It's good to have you and your wife, Tara, members of Breakout Radio Church. And Craig's a great preacher of the gospel. As you get ready to give today, I want to remind you that you can give by going to our donate button. Our donate button And you can use your PayPal credit card, debit card. And if you're at BPN Radio, just go down to the bottom of the page. If you're at BreakoutRadioChurch.com, then there is a place that a donate button as well there. So get ready to give. You can also make your check. If you want to give by check, you can make your check to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries, and you can send that to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, and that is 78709. Okay, so God, I just speak a blessing upon those that are giving. I just declare there's no limits to their giving, and I bless them as they give today. Remember, go to bpnradio.com or breakoutradiochurch.com, and you can go down to the bottom of the page, donate, hit the donate button, use your PayPal credit card, debit card, or you can mail your check to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. Make your check to Breakout Prayer Network. God bless you as you give. There's no limits. I just speak a blessing upon everyone that's given today, given their tithes and offerings and their contributions. I pray that you would bless them abundantly, bountifully, multiply their seed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for coming to Breakout Radio Church. Have a wonderful day. I sure love you. Jesus loves you. The best is yet to come.